Oh no, baby. Good God. We are here again.
Holy shit. It keeps happening.
Every week. I'm surprised. I'm just as surprised as you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Oh No Radio Show. I am your host, Owen, captain of this shit ship. Along with me tonight is my good friend, Ty. Ooh. Ty, still tall, I see.
Hey, I'm tall. I'm here hanging out. Life's good.
Yeah. Well, we'll get some more from you in a little bit.
There's more.
You know we will.
Gummy dicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all out of those, Ty. Don't get everybody's hopes up.
Ty.
We don't have... Yeah, he pretty much did. You ate a good two-thirds of those gummy dicks.
I got a problem for that gummy dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As you can hear, everybody.
We know.
Good old Barilli's here.
B-Dog.
Howdy.
How you doing, Barilli?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good.
Can we call him Really Barilli from now on? Yeah.
We could.
My street name. Let's keep it on the streets.
Along with us this evening, we have two fine gentlemen in studio. I'm very happy to report to you guys that from No Guarantees Podcast...
Are you sure?
I had to think about it there for a second.
Just make it sure.
You got me. You got me. You know, on your toot stick outside.
What toot stick? Why tootsie?
And now I forget the name of their show. No, from No Guarantees, ladies and gentlemen, Zach and Paul are here.
Oh, thank you.
I even said his name right.
Yeah, you did.
I respect that.
Yeah.
But if you would have said Phil, that's fine.
Well, that's what I like to call him now. What we are referencing is basically a time. Well, the first time we met. And that was at Rogue Pub,
yep.
And I legitimately called you, I think I called you Phil. Did I call him straight up on the mobile show, or did I do it beforehand? I don't know, I can't remember.
Matter.
Either way, I've been calling you Phil since, and I'm gathering other people have been doing it too as well now.
It's all your fault, and I've accepted it, so I'm Phil from now on.
At least you got the show right, because that's the most people, it's either
like, his name.
No regrets. No shirts, no shoes, no podcast. If you would have said the Intruders podcast, I also would have gone with that. Just, you know.
And that's Zach, everybody. No, thanks you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. You know how this show goes. Much like yours, we just sit down, we drink some beer, we shoot the shit, and we see what we come out with later.
This is actually the first time we've done this either. At least we haven't done it in studio, but we actually did a mobile show one time.
We tried.
We had a great time. It was the best audio anybody will ever hear, except you'll never hear it because we had to throw it away.
Yep, we sure did.
That's a day we can't talk about on podcast anymore for me. That was a crazy day. That day.
Oh yeah,
it was. You mean that night?
That whole
what happened?
That whole
what happened later, which we've already discussed on this show, and thou cannot ever be discussed again.
You're grounded.
I get anywhere near butthole
talk, he just goes real quiet.
I'm gonna fuck you up, son.
He gets real clammy and weird.
It's like, stop it. No, great to have these guys. They're fellow, independent broadcasters. They do what
Thank
we
you.
Do. They, you know, they enjoy this ruckus.
So what do you guys
been up to this week? Anything good?
No.
You're lying though. I wanted to hear all about fucking Chappelle, motherfucker.
That doesn't count. That was last week.
But it was since. That's why you weren't here this past week.
Paul also went to Chappelle.
Awesome. You went to Chappelle as well?
I did.
Oh, my God.
He knows where it's at.
Yeah. He's still got it.
So, all right. So we missed out then. Those of us that didn't go, we missed out.
I had a great time.
Well, did he smoke on stage?
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
Oh, good. So he's not lost his edge there.
No,
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with
When did
that.
You go? Thursday or Wednesday?
We went on Thursday.
I went Thursday as well.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I thought it was really great, man.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the psychology behind that, though? Like, not only you're doing two shows, but which show is considered, like, the better night to go? I mean, do you think, hey, this is him fresh, just, you know, coming to town, like, first night we see him in town type of thing? Or is it better once he's had time to just, I don't know, do a couple acts and then, you know, do it again the following day? I don't know.
I assume he's been on tour. So,
is he doing the same act the whole time? Is he doing this, you know?
I mean, I'm not sure how he jives, but I felt like some of it was definitely catered to being in Orlando.
Was it?
There was a couple, you know, I felt a couple like Orlando style jokes that he had in there. Now, whether that was all three shows he did that, maybe he's a lot more diverse.
I thought it was two.
I think he did two Wednesday and then one Thursday.
Okay.
And he did he do any like crowd work?
Not really.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, every once in a while he'd throw out to somebody in the crowd, but I mean, it was like I felt like it was just so fast. It was like it happened. We got there. They had an opener. Mm-hmm. Opener was on for what, maybe half hour.
Yep.
Then he's off. Chappelle's on, and he held it all the way to the end, and then he was just like, oh, I'm out. He just like peaced. It was like a real fast, no encore, no nothing. He was just, I'm probably on to the next city or something, you know? He was just like, he did his job, he walked away.
Walked away, moved forward.
Yeah, dropped the mic, fuck it.
Dude, no, I hear you. I mean, that's actually pretty awesome that he's still got it, and it's good to hear, because I know he did come back at one point. And I remember hearing, like, after the breakdown or whatever, he did come back at one point, and I heard many a report that he was not doing well, and he was bombing, like, in New York.
I heard about that, but he came back jacked.
And then he dropped, really jacked.
Was he jacked up during the show? Because when he came back from Africa, it's like he's a fucking bodybuilder. It was ridiculous.
He looks a little more filled out than, like, his... half-baked phase and even Chappelle show, but
he was always pretty thin.
Yeah,
really.
I always felt he was a little slender, but I feel like he's filled himself out. Not like
really.
I know what you're talking about though. There was like a period where he just looked like we've been hitting the gym a lot.
Mm.
I feel like when he came back the first time, he was trying to distance himself a lot from the show. Like he does his own thing now, and now I feel like he's come around and accepted it. He didn't do any like jokes or characters from the show, but he did a lot of the same voices and a lot of the same style of jokes.
And he referenced it, I would assume.
Not directly, but again, in like the tone of voice, he would get into like, you know, the racist KKK guy character and like do that same thing again.
Way to put it.
Clayton Bigsby, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
Clayton Bigsby. It's funny, of all the things that you like, I forget throughout my daily life, I'll always remember fucking Clayton Bigsby. Now, one of the major topics I wanted to bring up to you boys tonight is something that I don't know that we've ever discussed on this show, and I don't know why. Hungover horniness.
Okay.
It's a phenomenon.
This is a first.
It's funny you mentioned that. I had that exact thing happen. I got drunk Tuesday night, and then horniness was Wednesday morning.
I tell you what, if you've got a real bad hangover, one of the ways you can help alleviate it is to jack off. I'm telling you, I mean, it's one of the cures.
I feel like you just could do that with anything and it's better.
It's true. I feel like you're getting some of those toxins out too, you know? Like
Ty asked a good question. He said, is sex better?
Sex of course is better, but I'm not saying that's convenient a lot of the time. And also when you're like really hungover, you don't want to move that much.
No, not
right. So it's like
right. No, agreed.
Hopefully she's also hungover.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's like, well, yeah, I want to go sweat again.
You can totally do like sleepy bang, you know, like
like
sleepy slow
like
bang,
sleep creep bang, or kind of.
I'll give you a quick synopsis of my Tuesday to Wednesday morning time.
Okay,
all right.
Tuesday night, I went over to a friend's house and got hammered. More hammered than I expected to. I ended up having to stay there.
Drinking ensued.
Yeah, drinking did ensue. I stayed the night there. While there, I made plans for a lady friend of mine to come over the next day to my house. Completely forgot about that because I got hammered.
Yep.
So 9 o'clock the next morning, after waking up on the couch of my friends, I was like, oh fuck, I need to get home because this girl's supposed to be coming over within the next hour.
To bang me.
I mean, hopefully that's where it always leads to.
Yeah.
So
why are you coming around that fucking early unless you want to bang? Let's be honest.
Right. Exactly. So I go home, I still pass out because I was drunk driving home in the morning still, and she gets there, and, you know, as things do, they build up, ramp, and I was scared at first. I was like, I don't know if I want to move around this much because all that alcohol soon, I was like, I don't want to be like,
I might throw up on her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's not
what I want
to do.
Things
could go wrong. Luckily, they did not, but I will say that it is more... Sex is always better, but it's more nerve-wracking because there's more movement than if I were to just have jacked off.
Right. So convenience is really
definitely
the
a factor in this. Yeah. Definitely a factor in this. given the choice, though, I would definitely prefer the sex. But like I said, because at that point, like, it's so not really giving a shit sex to a, you know, like. That what happens
consensually
happens.
Or like, I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
here?
I've got a wife. Like,
what do you guys high five in the morning and then just have a drunk bang? I mean,
maybe,
how does that work?
You know, like,
let's do this.
Let's do work before we do work.
I'm like, what do you got to put a little pillow talk in there, kind of?
Yeah, you know.
Or is it just contractual? Like, I did drink last night.
That's what you pillow talks, you know.
Pillow talk.
You know,
initial here.
Another term for actually taking a pillow and smothering it on her face while I force myself upon her. There's a lot of pillow talking going on.
Nothing wakes you up like that.
You can't hear much of it. Yeah, a lot of it's muffled, but.
Right, right. It's hot. Really is hot.
Yeah, to each his own.
There you go.
No,
yeah.
I'm telling you, if you're hungover. I'm telling you, one of the cures, definitely doing it.
You need to write a remedy book of just all your cures.
It's one of the cures. The other one.
Jack off on every page.
Exactly. Five pages of jacking off would be.
Once you're done with this, you will feel better or infinitely worse. I mean, you'll have even a deeper self-loathing, which will then lead you to another drink, and you will progress to the next day.
But at that time, that drink will actually make you feel better because it's hair of the dog. So in turn, it's like everything works itself out.
Everything
in the
does.
End.
I like his attitude. He's positive.
I try to stay positive about my alcoholism.
Seriously, though, hair of the dog. It's that's also a good, very good remedy. I get real nauseous too. Like, oh man, I'll have to have like some mashed potatoes. Those are good next
day. Mashed potatoes,
or some chicken nuggets.
Just laying around. Where do you go get mashed potatoes?
I don't know. I'll just
roll up on the KFC.
Dude, maybe. No, go to Wawa, get the chicken strip bowl with mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. Yeah.
Once again,
you're good.
Wawa,
we're gonna hang out.
Ty has summoned you.
Wawa knows what's up too, man. They got those bowls are the jam. You can get the pulled pork and like mac and cheese. And
I didn't even know they had
those.
Go
crazy.
I think you were the first person I saw to get one.
I took one to Rogue, and then she kind of got pissed that I brought food there because they serve food there, and I had to eat it outside.
It's like a dog. You have to stay outside like a dog.
I felt a little bad. I was like, ooh.
Bunch of feral cats out there. No wonder your house has a lot of feral cats, or your old house, by the way.
You know, our chat really thinks they're funny. You know, I see them over here. They're
funny, man.
We're having a good time.
I jumped in the chat last weekend. I was having a great time.
Fucking assholes. I see them. Owen jacks off to recordings of Oh No to get rid of his hangovers.
Craigslist killer kills it. I don't know who that is, but every week he's always got funny shit to say.
He's always a hidden gun, you know? He's just there. He's ready to
But then hears Etchy's. But then he hears Etchy's voice and the hangover like doubles. Etchy will do that to you. Etchy'll wear you out.
Oh, the ever-exhausting one.
The ever-exhausting Etchy. Yeah, he's not here tonight. He was here last week, so make fun of him. I'll make fun of him more when he's here.
I don't think he's in the chat.
Maybe he'll call in and bicker about politics for an hour.
Oh, Jesus, man.
That's right up Paul's alley.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
That got a little intense.
Hey.
Note to self, don't bring up religion at all around Etchy again.
Yeah, it turned into like Wolf Blitzer hour.
I was listening live last week, and I will say that it did get a little not intense.
You listened to the epic one.
You guys went for a long time last week.
It was a long ass show.
And I was listening, but you know what? That's good. Every once in a while, you have to have that. That's the dynamic of it. You can't be jacking off sex all the time.
Well, it's true.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's preferred. But you know, sometimes sometimes you gotta throw a little bit in there. But no, you guys kept it. You kept it pretty mid level. It was good.
I tried to keep it above the belt to a certain degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I yelled stuff about being proud to be atheist and all that. But,
you did. Yep.
But, you know, that's just... That's...
I disrespect everybody's political views and their religious views. I call them all out. Everyone.
Nobody's safe.
So, yeah. You want to get a couple of clips? I think it's...
Clip time?
Yeah. Clip time?
Well, in the efforts of not making this show fucking 2.5 hours again like it was last week...
I think we need a new standard.
I think we need to hop in. Dude, that's a long fucking show, man. I can't handle that shit.
Yeah, thanks for hanging in there.
Clips! Clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got him, baby. Clips!
All right. Now, tonight's first clip is something I saw, you know, like everything I do on fucking Reddit. But no, it is a sport that I had no idea existed that we need to be bringing to the United States. And I think around the world, people are going to seriously get into this thing.
M1 Global.
This is it's a match in Russia here. I might have to fast forward. It's a long video.
По правилам исторического фехтования.
So, yeah, Russian match. It's very much like a setup.
What the fuck?
Like, it's wrestling. It's almost, it looks like wrestling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, Russian wrestling. It's got the lights and it's got intros. It's fucking
very Russian.
This guy wearing armor?
Yes.
Oh, he's wearing armor for sure. Oh, okay. He is definitely wearing armor.
Made out of a trash can?
I like the announcer girl's voice. I was getting a little worked up by that.
Are you into it? Yeah.
I'm into that.
He's like their Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy in Russia. Does he have an awesome phrase he yells?
All right, so we'll see who he's fighting here.
Oh, okay. Shit.
This guy's also wearing armor.
He'll say.
This guy's also like conquistador looking.
Yeah.
He has a Last Samurai hairdo right now.
So this is, to give you a clue, it's on medieval TV.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I feel like this guy is the
Undertaker. Are we seeing where this is going right now?
Yeah.
Are they? Oh, my God.
Okay. Getting real serious.
All right.
Спортсмен синего рейджа представляет янтарный запад России, город Калининград.
The guys are now putting on more armor.
Oh, nice.
They're more putting armor. On more armor right now?
More
yes.
armor.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Full fucking chainmail.
Do they have swords?
Oh, they have full-on knights, dude.
They have swords.
With swords.
That guy made, his mom made that helmet for him though, right? I mean,
are they really gonna battle?
Like, yeah, they really are gonna battle.
What, to the death?
In Russia?
It does kind of cut out abruptly at the end.
Yeah, you can't show somebody getting their head sorted off on YouTube.
Not even in Russia?
But you can talk about it, all you fucking want.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going through.
So we'll get, all right, we'll get to the match here. We'll get to the match. It's also in like an octagon.
Okay.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for a fight between Eugene.
Oh, it's switched to English.
Get the sap.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy shit.
Medieval project.
Oh, yeah.
This is.
Night fighting project started by M1. It's a 3-minute round.
Bitch.
Bow. Cha-pow. It is like straight UFC.
That's awesome.
UFC shields and swords. And armor.
But
this needs to pick up over here.
Yeah.
Like, this is way better than UFC.
These guys watch Game of Thrones and jack off to the fight scenes. Right? I mean.
Totally, dude. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just love the sounds to it as well. Yeah. It's just a lot of jingles.
Just fucking swing.
Those are swords. Like, legit swords.
They are legit swords.
I still want to know what happens. Like.
But interesting enough, over the win?
Past... All right, I'll fast forward to the ledge.
This is cooler than watching two dudes hug each other for fucking, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah,
and then...
Watch it now. Cena will rain down upon you his vengeance.
He is watching.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so
shit.
It's judged, I think, a lot like boxing is. You know,
like
hits rounds
and
hits and...
Roundhouse sword kick.
Like, are those, okay, so are those, like, real fucking swords, or are those just, like,
wow. Maybe dull.
I don't imagine, I don't imagine that they're sharpened. Yeah.
I don't know.
But they look
still hurt.
They're real pieces of metal, they're not bending.
Yeah.
They're hitting each other pretty hard.
Yeah, they're swinging at full force.
Yeah, what happens if you, you know...
Kill someone?
Execute a motherfucker? Oops, I don't know.
Sorry.
There's insurance for that, right? There's, like, medieval knights fight insurance.
Yeah, like, you have to, I think at the end of the day, like, you trade a wench for something, and it's in the deed.
That's a good deal. I'll take a wench.
It just becomes a hobby to them.
The wench goes to the family.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know? He's even referenced Game of Thrones. This motherfucker. This guy is on it.
Can you imagine how fucking tired you must be, though, like, wearing that weight around? I mean, they're doing what, you know, all those other fighters are doing with all this fucking poundage on them.
Punch him in the mouth.
He's so fucking tired.
I'll say that the crowd seems pretty anticlimactic.
Yeah, they're not into it too much.
I would be losing my mind if I was watching that.
Yeah, there needs more like cheering and like yelling with turkey legs in hand.
Yeah.
Like,
like medieval times, like the show, you know.
Kill him! Kill him! Kill him!
They need some sexy octagon bitches walking around.
They had one at the beginning. Happy that
on his brain just back. All dressed in medieval stuff. Really
spectacular for all the people watching at home and watching in the
audience.
They have shields, too.
Stab him in the butthole.
It's like kneeing him in the head.
As we're seeing, at what point does a guy on a horse ride by and chop his head off?
Yeah,
right?
So you're right. It is. It's pretty anticlimactic, but
it's a slow burn.
I felt like you guys had to kind of see that.
I don't think
really
the fight's
cool.
Anticlimactic. I just think that, like, if I was in that crowd, I'd be way more into it than those guys were.
Yeah,
right.
No. Especially after those awesome intros.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what Sub-Zero is gonna do.
Yeah, finish him.
I want a black metal guy to win.
This isn't exactly held at Madison Square Garden, though. I mean, this is somebody's burnt out warehouse that they decided to rent.
It's a pretty big crowd.
They're going to set up bingo after this is done.
Yeah. After they mop up this guy's blood.
Yeah.
After he had his throat slit by this other night. That was crazy. They should have that in America. That will never fly in America, though.
No.
There'd be lawsuits. Oh, yeah. Man. You think UFC is crazy. That's crazy.
Then fucking Tom comes along.
What do we got?
And he Which ruins one? My goddamn morning with this bullshit. Fucking Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You can't blame me. The internet is just
it's been
there.
In my head all day since I've watched it.
I know. Have you seen this guy?
No.
Have you seen this yet?
No.
Trust. You'll hate it. I hate it.
By hate, you mean love?
Meaning this is the fifth time he's watched
it.
It
matters when we together, baby girl. It's just us. You're my queen, girl, you make me better. Tonight I wanna make a vow that lasts forever. I'm on one knee, this is the real business, girl. Have you ever heard of analingus, girl?
That's like a turn.
Remember the time it just keeps turning. We killed it, ate a bison, and we met love on his carcass straight for a whole week. Yeah, that was crazy, but tonight I'm finna eat the butt. I'm finna eat it like a meat pizzone from Pizza Hut. I wanna show you I appreciate that you
got props.
I'm about to shut my face so deep inside that big behind and eat that booty like a snack. Eat it like the Times wrote a 4-star review on that ass crack. I know you got some reservations about me eating booty.
All right.
What's gonna happen if I go and
do
say
it.
Some duty?
Yeah.
We both two grown adults. And
there's good production value on this.
Texentiate Indian food.
I just can't get over Fat Macklemore here.
I know, man. Because, girl, you look so beautiful. And love can make a man do hella freaky stuff. Tonight I'm gonna eat the butt. There ain't no other way. I want you to clamp those butt cheeks on my head and smother me.
Do you know the name of the band, Tom?
Did they have a name?
Yeah, they were called
Buckwheat Groats.
Yeah.
All right.
Buckwheat Groats.
Innovative.
Whoa.
What the fuck's a groats?
I don't know.
It sounds disgusting now.
I feel like looking up both of those things would just be disappointment.
Buckwheat Groats is probably that guy's name.
Or it's probably a disgusting
and it wasn't even a rap name.
We haven't heard of
no, that's just like his name when he uses his given name. Yeah.
Oh, Buckwheat?
Oh, fucking Buckwheat Groats?
What the fuck?
He lived down the street. He used to shoot people's eyes out with his BB gun.
No, he just eats butts.
He wrote a song about eating ass.
His daddy owns the corner store. You know, he learned to eat butts.
I like
there.
How he calls it a butt. You know, he just like just leans on that.
I'm gonna eat the butt.
I support it.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's actually clips this week, guys. It's a small clips week. You know, it's very small clips week.
Oh, fine.
I thought this was just gonna be. Such a riot that I didn't need to, you know.
You were just going to close it out with, tonight I'm going to eat the butt?
Do you want to talk more about eating butts? I mean, we could probably continue on with that.
In that
case,
conversation.
Duncan's going to call in and talk for an hour.
Duncan.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on eating butts? Call in.
Seriously. Give
hey,
us a call.
Are you eating a butt right now? Give us a call.
3, 2, 1. 3, 3, 2, 0, 1, 8, 6.
6, 6.
Or you can Skype us at Ono Radio Show. You know how we do. Give us a ring. Tell us about how you feel about eating butts, you know?
Yeah, please. I'd love to know everybody's
I'll be honest.
Opinion.
Go.
Done it. Not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan.
Agreed.
I mean, you know.
And we got a butt dial.
Oh, I got a butt dial.
Who did it?
How you feel about eating butts?
Yo, this Buckwheat Quote.
Oh, it's Buckwheat.
Oh, we already know that.
Yeah,
know,
man, we were just, it's a coincidence that you call in, man. We were just playing your video, you know.
Oh, the one about eating the ass?
Yeah.
You called it a butt.
How'd y'all like that? I'm trying to get on World Star.
Oh, I think you're well on your way. The production value, you know, good quality. Mm-hmm. You know,
You like them ladies in there?
Yeah, they're hot ladies.
Yeah, man.
I like to eat the ass, man. I just like I like to pucker when it gets real puckered up.
Yeah, man.
That's my shit.
You said you ate shit.
Yeah.
Do I eat shit?
No.
Have you?
Only once, but it was an accident. She kind of sharted in my face.
Oh,
but I'm not going to lie, I kind of liked it a little bit.
All right.
We'll keep that between us all.
Yeah, I think she had one of them Crunchwrap Supremes and it didn't sit well, so I can't really blame her, you know?
Someone's got the fucking feed up on something and needs to mute it.
Turn your
in
computer
the
down, Buckwheat.
Like you do every fucking week. We got this far?
The whole show is...
Thanks, man.
Thanks, bro.
I kept hearing this echo. I'm like, what is that? Like, I was fiddling with the board, and it's this fucking computer fucking piping the show. Ty, you're an awful human being.
Is Buckwheat still there?
Buckwheat, I'm sorry about that, man.
It's all good. Y'all gotta get your shit together. You see my production level.
That's you're absolutely right.
I mean, hey, man, are you hiring?
I mean, I make my money in ads, and I still got a better production than y'all.
I have a question for Buckwheat. So on the girls in the video, did you ever eat one of their butts?
Close the deal?
Or was that all just theater. Production and theater?
Is that part of the audition process?
Well, no, because the one was my mom. The black girl's my mom, so I ain't going to eat her ass.
No.
That's fucked up, man.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my mom like that, man.
I didn't say anything about your mom. I said that was respectable.
And then the other one's my daughter, man.
Oh.
Come on, why would you ask me that?
You guys are really they aged well.
You got a good looking family, bro.
Very odd. What's going on over there?
How old?
Y'all
are
don't
you?
Know the Buckwheat Grove family is a long lineage of beautiful motherfuckers, man. All eating ass.
All eating ass.
All right.
You groats, man. You guys groats.
Yeah, we are groats. I don't know. I love y'all.
All right. Thanks groats. Yeah.
Damn.
Buckwheat Groats, everybody. That was a celebrity call.
He seemed like a good guy.
You know, I think he was a little tickle pink. We were playing his video, you know. So
I like that he keeps
in.
The family in the business, you know. Yeah. It's like he looks out for his own. That's good to see.
It's good, you know.
Taking his kid up to the ranks.
Did we get everybody's opinion on the eating of the butt? I mean, where are we at with it? I mean,
oh,
Zach?
Man. It's a situational thing. Depends on the girl.
You eat a lot of butts.
I feel
don't
like
you?
I'm. Me- no,
I can tell by the way he's talking. I can tell. He eats a lot of butts.
This guy's a fucking animal. Don't let him fool you. Goddamn deviant.
See, well, the difference between Paul and I is that Paul's been with one girl his entire life.
Yeah. Okay.
Not me. I'm not that. You know, I've been with multiple.
Right. Right.
He's and eaten
it's
multiple
a,
butts.
It's
at least 10 fat chicks. You know.
It depends. See, I can't. Fat chicks is a thing that, like, usually everybody does at least one. You know, you get it out of the way. It's part of growing up as a male.
It is kind of.
It's like a.
It's a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A rite of passage.
But see, I am much like Ty and yourself. You're kind of tall, Ty, yeah. Really tall, and you're thin.
Tall, lanky.
Tall and lanky.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's weird going for a bigger chick.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared of starting a fire with a chick that's, you know, too skinny. But I'm also scared of getting lost with a chick that's, like,
exactly,
too big.
Exactly.
You know?
And so that's why I've stayed away. I can honestly say I've never done the fat girl thing. There's also a level
of big, too. Like, there's some chicks that, like, think what we're talking about is, like... I don't know. Chicks are ridiculous. They think they're fat when they never are, all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
Like, we all like healthy looking women. That's not what I'm saying in the slightest. But I'm talking, you know, fat chicks. Like, I know, Tom, you're a deviant, too.
You're just saying, it looks right at me when he says,
Tom, you like fucking fat girls? Tell us about that.
I know it is. I know it is.
It's a favorite pastime of mine.
Dude, I know it is. Like, you just love it. And I bet you eat
I went to
butts.
Rehab for
I bet
it,
you
man.
Eat a lot of butts, too.
Oh, how do you even... Nah, I didn't even get there.
I mean, by eating a lot of ass.
Oh, God.
He is the ass man. Yeah.
Big or small, I'll do them all, right?
Yeah. So your wife, I'm taking it, would probably not let you talk about eating of butts on the air.
She doesn't listen to anything I do, so that's fine.
It's true.
No.
Teresa's the same way, so it's fine.
Yeah.
She's not a fan, really.
She's not.
She's lying to you.
She's lying to you.
Well, you're doing it wrong, then. I'll say.
Oh, no. I can kind of see that, though. I feel like that's a trend. Like, wives don't listen. Like, the girl that I am currently...
I thought you were going to say of chicks not liking it. But.
No. Like, the girl that I'm currently...
we're talking about eating butt, Zach.
Oh, no. Yeah. I thought you were talking about listening
to the show.
I thought you were talking about listening to the show.
It's a topical show.
No, you're right. I think it's one of those weird things that, I mean, she's in the next room. She hears half of it. She's around it so much. Like, she gets the gist, you know, like, much like you all do. She's also just not.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. She's in there watching. Whatever. Fucking, she doesn't give a shit. So, but, you know, but she loves it. She loves
Thank you, I'm flattered.
Supporting me, you know, so
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, you know, but she doesn't necessarily love me eating her butt.
You guys got that out.
You're doing it wrong, man. I'm telling you.
and you got to stop blowing into it like it's a jug.
Yeah, it's not right.
It's not going to make a fucking noise.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm not trying to like talk on the mic a lot, but we've had this conversation.
Well, you should. You're a guest here.
Why would you?
We've had this conversation on our show before, and we've had it in person, and it's resulted in people getting mad, slamming their fists on a table, and leaving the restaurant that we're in because they were so upset about the decision of the conversation.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
We're still talking about eating butts?
Not eating butts, but it's a sexual...
Cunnilingus?
No. Fingering.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So... The question was posed, do girls like fingering? I said yes, because I feel like girls that say no means somebody's not doing it right. I'm not saying that it has to be the majority of foreplay or anything like that.
I think it gets a little boring.
It can. You're right. There's a science to it. There is. You know, but to blatantly be like, no.
Across the board, no, they don't enjoy it.
If you get any enjoyment from it, then yes, you like it.
Okay, well, so what's the male equivalent? It's basically a boring handy, you know? Like,
fingering to a girl is a hand job to a guy.
Or just,
I can do it myself.
Yeah, I can, and I can do it better.
But I'll take it when it's given.
Right.
So, I mean,
exactly.
I'm not gonna turn it down.
Where's the line?
Yeah.
Random handy every now and then.
That's good.
Yeah, we all
do our own handy the way we do our own. No.
We had a friend get so mad that we were having this conversation at a bar.
It's terrible.
She was so opposed to it, slammed her fist down on the table in disagreement and left the fucking bar.
Maybe she hasn't been fingered right in her life.
And that's what we said.
That's what we said.
A traumatic fingering experience that triggered this?
It could have been.
Wow.
I don't know. I always have the outlook as if you don't enjoy it, then somebody's not doing it right.
Tom, spit your fucking gum out.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm nitpicky. All I hear is fucking...
All right, let's spit it out.
You did it.
Fucking guy. Got him with his... This is what I have to deal with, guys. This is what I have to deal with.
I thought you guys were in a professional ship over here. Come on now.
It's
holding up the end of the chat room. I'll just say in all the circle thing, because he never got to me, I'll eat a butt every now and then.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. But the chat room wants to know, what about your own butt?
I'm not into that.
No.
I'm not into that.
See, I knew the room would immediately do that, and I don't either, but...
No,
so you can't be surprised.
And it's not like a thing. It's just like I'm just not into it. You know.
Yeah.
Here's a weird one with Fair butt enough. Play. I got a buddy at work. I got a buddy at work who told me that his mom, growing up, was a Scientologist.
I don't know where this is going. Yeah. I don't like the story.
I did not realize that the Scientologists, like, really into enemas, apparently.
Okay.
Didn't know that either.
Really.
Scientologists?
Yeah.
His like mom. In general.
Yeah. It's part of their thing.
Like, just for fun? Or
how are we
like
getting this opinion?
Really clean buttholes in the Scientology community, apparently.
To release the Thetans.
He said his mom, like, all growing up, his mom like and dad were divorced, but he lived with his mom, and his mom got wicked weird into the Scientology thing, and she used to force enemas on him. Like,
oh, my God.
That's
like,
weird.
We're talking a period of, like, 4 or 5 years, from, like, 7 to, like...
Wow. It's very cleansing.
You know? Like...
It's one word for it.
Yeah, shitting a lot of water.
It's a fun enema. It's fine.
Fun enema.
Fun enema. Like, everybody's doing it, sweetie. It's fine.
But also kind of into butt play.
Yeah. It's weird. That is weird. I don't know what to say other than that's fucking weird to that.
Yeah.
You're kind of into butt play?
No, no, no.
No, Scientologist.
Oh. This guy.
It's a blanket statement, Scientology, butt play.
Oh, but, oh yeah. I think, yes. No, you're right. Blanket statement, Scientology. All of them.
I saw the documentary.
Tom Cruise, definitely into butt play.
Yeah. Travolta.
Travolta,
yeah.
Butt play.
Well, we know that for sure.
Yeah. Well, for that Travolta. One, yeah.
Right now, at this very moment, John Travolta's playing with an ass.
Whoa, name Travolta. One. They've probably, yeah, name one. That's what they do in those big beautiful buildings they have.
Big, beautiful buttholes.
They go and, you know, they play with beautiful buttholes, and they, oh yeah.
Yeah, is that what you get? Is that your ticket to paradise?
Tom Cruise looks at it very hauntingly through a fucking...
But you know what? Based on religions, dude. I'm in. That seems the best.
Yeah, yeah, but you gotta pay so much money to get to that point.
Yeah,
you
know. Oh,
yeah.
I'm out.
To be on true butthole level?
To be in Scientology on butthole level, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have that Tom Cruise money.
One of the questions we used to ask guests all the time, actually, was how many actual buttholes do you think you've seen in your life? Not counting porn.
In person.
In person buttholes.
That was a good question.
I don't remember.
It's like a trick question.
It's a big number, but not terrible.
See, I'm
That's not an accolade we bring around there.
I'll be
let me consult my journal here, my butthole journal, like how many buttholes I've seen.
Butthole book.
Well, Paul's been with one girl his entire life, which doesn't necessarily mean he hasn't seen more buttholes.
Oh, you've seen more buttholes.
I've seen
one.
A couple of buttholes in my
life. I mean, they might not have been good buttholes.
Yeah, but we're talking about
I mean, there's a lot of bad buttholes. Yeah. Just in general.
In person, I'll give it a. Are we including, like, literally anybody? Like, at a party, dudes?
Dudes have buttholes.
It has to count as a butthole.
You might see it at some point.
Dogs have buttholes.
They do.
Dogs.
We're not talking about dog buttholes.
No.
Well, then you
buttholes.
Need to be fucking clarify that.
I'll go maybe, like, 8 to 10.
I think that's solid. An appropriate number. It's very conservative.
I was going to say 4 to 6. 4 to 6 buttholes, I would say.
I mean, if we're going, if I'm basing it off of.
Now, the secondary question.
Okay.
With porn.
Unlimited.
I've seen a million buttholes and I rocked them all.
Yeah. 104 breakfast.
What Joby over here.
BG in the chat room is asking, have you seen your own butthole?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you kind of, I've looked at it once. It scared me.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. One time. That's all you need is one time.
You need one. Unless something's wrong down there, never and then you probably should investigate a
but
little
bit. But even
further,
then, you're like, well, I've seen it once before. I can kind of guess what's happening now.
Yeah,
so
it's bleeding, I'm sure, at some
if
point.
If you're a doctor, your butthole number must be through the roof. How many assholes you see? Like
he doesn't
hundreds,
count.
Hundreds of buttholes.
That's
no,
medical,
like a
man.
A doctor, you know.
Oh, and what's your butthole?
I got a
number,
weird
man.
Wart on my ass.
Oh no, I'm like 13. I tallied really? It up at one point. Yeah,
that's
I'm like
respectable.
Number
that's fine.
Of buttholes I've seen.
Man,
13. Still, I feel like I'm in the 40 to 50.
Wow.
What?
Butthole range.
That's a lot of buttholes.
And this isn't like being weird about buttholes or in like.
Did you play like a lot of like varsity sports or something?
I played some varsity sports.
There you go. That solves it.
And they weren't shy. People just spread the cheeks and
what?
Bend over.
In what locker room were you playing a sport where open assholes
dude,
were a part of it?
It was fucked up.
What the?
And it wasn't dude. It wasn't a gay thing. I don't think.
No, that's one of the scenes
been.
Where like some dude like
no
bends
homo.
Over, spreads his ass, and then you look and he's like, "You're gay," and you're like, "What?
No,
you're
what?
The guy bending over, spreading his asshole?
Stop spreading your asshole."
good hustle today, Ty. Check out my asshole. Wow, bro.
That was
happened.
It your coach? Because that makes
happen.
A difference.
No, definitely not the coach. Thank God. Oof. Whoa.
All right. A lot of butthole talk tonight. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. This is our show bringing that in.
It really.
Lowbrow.
No, trust me. It's
these are good conversations, though. It's oh no guarantees tonight, I guess, is what's happening.
Oh, wow.
Listen, we don't bring a lot to the table, but we bring dicks and buttholes, and that's... Right.
And you bring it strong, and that's what we like.
I'll switch gears with you, and I'll give you... This isn't necessarily a product, but
it'll be about a dick, right?
No, this is kind of a more serious thing. It's more of a tech thing. Actually, I found out this earlier this week, and I never knew about this, surprisingly, and it kind of pisses me off. Almost every smartphone that's on the street, we all have them now. Almost all of them now have FM chips in them.
Yes.
So you can pick up FM radio, blah, 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 blah. There's a huge push. I mean, now there's sort of advocacy groups that are pushing against it, but the carriers have always just deliberately blocked them.
Hmm.
And it's not like Apple that's blocking it out. It's literally built into the phone,
sure.
And it's AT&T, it's Verizon's, blah, 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 blah. I know it's really a bland topic, but it gets into, like, emergency services and shit. Like, when everything is done, you know, you have no power, you've not got much in your house. Like, especially with everything going as digital as we are and how reliant we are on our phones, it just brought an interesting point to my mind about FM and radio being one of those things that's going to should always kind of still be there.
It's basic technology.
It's basic technology.
Yeah.
But and it costs it does no damage to your battery.
Yeah.
Like it's like a chip that's already in your phone and that they are not letting you use unless you, of course, probably jailbreak and do everything to get that. But all iPhones have it. Like most Androids have it.
So if you jailbreak your phone, is it available to you?
It's like an FM app or
something? I'm not 100% on that. I don't quite know.
So is it an actual tuner in your phone, you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every phone has them.
Like,
I guarantee you can unlock it somehow.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Like starting what? Like a year ago or?
Always.
What's the question?
There is no question.
I know.
I'm
tracing back to figure this out.
No. I'm just literally saying that it's carriers that are trying to essentially...
Well, they do that with a lot of features on your phone.
Yeah,
like,
as a guy that worked in the cell phone world, I can talk about it now because they're majority out of business, but I worked at Radio Shack, so I know about the cell phone. There's a ton of stuff in cell phones that have always been around and put in cell phones that just, like you said, either the carrier doesn't allow it to happen yet or things like that. Like, it's just... You'd be surprised at how much there is available that we don't even know is available because big companies shut the door on it.
But what is the benefit of your carrier shutting down an FM feature on your phone? It's not like they're going to make any money off of it.
The only reason I can find is that they're trying to, basically monopolize on data so that you have to download the app for the radio to get, that streaming to your phone.
Sure.
They always want a data farm whenever they can. So.
Yeah. But that's just kind of fucked up when you've got this thing that can pick up free shit that's out there. And like I said, in case of emergencies.
Sure.
Like there's a tornado. There's whatever.
Yeah.
The FM radio, you need information, right?
Yeah.
And you need to be able to get information out there quick.
Right.
So radio is going to always be there for that, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But I will say that in a scenario like that, your first instinct isn't going to be to go to your phone and turn on the FM radio app in your phone.
But
it's going to
be
to where real
radio was there.
Exactly. I was going to say, it could be.
It could be. You're right. Yeah. But I feel like most people would still go to an actual radio and use it that way.
You're right, but they're
carry
becoming...
a radio on you. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
if there was knowledge you could access that, I feel like more people would be apt to oh, cool, I have one, but they don't fucking advertise that at all.
Exactly.
No, exactly. And it's just a undiscovered thing. That's why I wanted to bring it up tonight, and kind of in conjunction with, like, we're all obviously kind of radio nerds to a certain degree,
sure. Right? That's why we do this.
Yeah, exactly. First country to actually get rid of the FM band. Happened. They've announced it's in 2020 they're doing it. It was one of those really progressive countries.
Getting rid of the FM band?
Yeah,
they're not broadcasting on it,
using it for other shit, basically.
Just done with that.
Done with that, exactly. I think it was like a Norway or
there's a new person.
One of those cool countries.
Yeah. But yeah, seriously, one of those progressive.
Right.
See, the thing is, though, even amateurs now can have FM transmitters and even set up a tower in their backyard and broadcast. Okay, because like the basic ones that used to have to set your phone in and just transmit to your radio that had like a 5 foot radius, but you can get like a tower in your backyard and broadcast miles and miles. And FM, you can bounce it off the atmosphere and stuff. So if people don't use FM, I think more amateurs would have the opportunity to kind of jump into that
space. I just think it's being relicensed for other technologies.
But see, they had that, and the FCC jumped in and were like, well, fuck this. We're letting too many people just do whatever they want. And the FCC completely came in and re-regulated how FM transmits, and they made it way harder for like amateurs and stuff like that to be able to do that.
Yeah.
They're dicks like that.
They are.
Yeah.
I just – do you see, I mean, do we see a day in this country without FM?
No.
No. Really? No, it'll always be there.
It doesn't, do you think it so? Doesn't,
it'll, why? Yeah.
Maybe why not on the scale that it is today, but as, you know, Wi-Fi and you know, even Bluetooth.
You know what I should have really actually prefaced?
To send information.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't have the article in front of me, and that's why I'm just quoting bullshit right now. I know. But one of the major facts with it is that they weren't necessarily getting rid of it. They were turning it into just... Basically, they have this thing in Europe. We don't really have it here as much. We did for a bit, but like HD, FM HD or something like that.
Yeah, I think
it was
that.
Called.
Yeah,
remember that?
A couple years ago.
It's all bullshit.
But it's a digital band.
Right.
Still. Yeah. It's a digital, you know, so everything was switching to that and getting rid of all the old radios. So if you had like... I could see that possibly happening. It's like that with – it's like what happened with the –
It's just another thing you got to fucking airwave, get a new – you know, TV like TVs, the force of television, you know?
I think that FM now is it's just a public service at this point. You know, there are the radio shows and radio stations that are out. But overall, it's a public service to – like it's an emergency broadcast, like you said. If something were to happen, everybody has access to it. It's it's a national – you know, it's accessible.
See, even satellite, I feel like, is going to become more accessible to people before FM goes out. Like, everyone's going to have satellite radio technology the next couple of years. It's in almost every car you buy now, at least the ability for it, even if you don't subscribe.
Right, I'm just not paying for that, honestly.
You could just but they could beam it into your car if there was an emergency.
But satellite is at the point where they're so desperate for business where when they call you and go, because they give you like 1 year free subscription and they're like, oh, it's time to renew. It'll be $300 here. And you're like, no, I'm not fucking paying that. You're like, I'll give you
$25.
$25 every 6 months for salary. And they're like, okay. And they'll fucking do that because they're so desperate for like people to just have it and listen to it.
Yeah, I've heard that same story from a lot of people.
He's done it. I mean, Paul's done it.
Literally did that.
Yeah, I know several people that say the same exact thing with Sirius too. Yeah. It's just
they were so stupid because they sent me exactly what he said, $300, and I said that's not happening ever in any imagination, right? And I was like, okay, well, I'll offer you, I don't know, I told him I'd pay him like $100 for the whole year, right?
Right, right.
And then they said, we can't do that, but we can do $30 for 6 months. And I said, you do realize that $30 for 6 months times two for the whole year would be $60. And they said, well, yes. And I was like, well, I'll just do that then, you idiots. Like, you could have had $100 out of me. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
They just literally downsold themselves.
Yeah, like, why would you not just be like, yes, $100, that is acceptable. I would be like, I'm happy paying that.
Wow.
Stupid idiots.
You literally.
You win so much of that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Why would?
And I'm on a shorter term contract. So, amazing. Like, why would I not take that deal?
Cable's so heinous.
Well, okay, so you said cable.
Yeah, I'm still.
We were kind of talking about that earlier. If anything's going to take over before anything knocks FM off its pedestal, cable will be first. Like Netflix will be the downfall of cable.
Killing it.
Think of all the fucking good shows.
It's happening. I mean, how many people do you know, much like all of us?
The streaming
revolution's
taking over now.
Right.
We all pay for internet. We don't pay for cable.
And how many good series are like Netflix and Hulu and all those people? They're making
original programs.
Are making original series, and they're fucking amazing. Way better than the TV shows that are on now. So like,
because they can say shit on Netflix.
Yeah, they can say shit, fuck, and show tits. And that's what people want. That's what America wants. We want fuck and we want tits. Yeah. Okay?
Tits and fuck.
Yeah. And so that will take over and destroy the TV industry before anything will take over like FM and destroy that radio industry.
It fucking deserves it though. Fucking TV is just a monster.
Yeah.
God, you sound rough as fuck, Tom. You sound sick as shit.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You dying?
You just
so over exaggerated. I sound like
take a shot of whiskey. You feel better.
I shook Tom's hand today, the first time meeting him, and then before he said he was sick, and then I ate some pretzels that I had.
Really, out of the same hand.
And he's like, oh, I'm sick. And I'm like, oh, great. I just shook your hand, ate some fucking pretzels. I'm glad you established that.
Perfect.
It's not, it's a sinus thing. It's not, I'm not sick.
Okay, good.
I'm just, you're gonna sneeze, maybe.
Well, we need to go on break, motherfuckers, because we're well overdue.
2 hours in the first set.
We're fucking as usual overdue. I'm sorry, but hey, they're going longer these days, kids. Hey, you know how we do. We take 10 minutes. What we do? 15. We'll be back. We'll be back at 9:30 or something, ish.
Just stick around.
Stick around. Check out onoradioshow.com.
What are we jamming?
Check out noguaranteesshow.com. Am I correct?
Yep. There you go. That's it.
Yeah. Nice. Like us both on Facebook. You can find our shit. Like I said, we'll be back. And this is the Kidney Stones while we go on break. Enjoy. Just like that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Took a little break. Sorry if that was so long. Thanks, guys, for sticking around. You've been listening to the Kidney Stones this week on your little break. Local Orlando band. So
locals.
Some locals. Locals. Good friends of
them.
Pay
us for that.
No, I'm joking. No, it's all of us back. It's me, Owen. It's Tom. It's hey. Tom.
Hello.
And we're kind enough to be, well, we're honored.
Yeah, kind Jesus. Enough.
Kind
Jesus.
Enough.
We're honored.
We're honored. Sorry, your mic's not even up yet. Sorry.
Sorry. I said you're being too kind by even saying honored.
But yeah, we're
we're gracing you with our presence.
Well, some guys are here. Hey, fucking Zach and Phil over here from fucking, you know, No Guarantees show.
It's an eclectic sausage fest here in the studio.
Phil. All his friends chant it now whenever he's around. It's great. I've started a monster.
You should just create another persona that is Phil.
Yeah, you should. Like, whenever you get drunk.
Dick to all of
whenever
them
you get
and
drunk.
Be like, okay. You want me to bring Phil out?
Phil's here. All right, Phil's here.
Oh, you want Phil? Yeah, if you think that shit's funny. All right. That's what I'd be doing. Yeah.
I'm on board with that now.
Oh, fuck yeah. I can't wait to meet Phil.
It's like Barilli's the fun Tom. Like, there's Tom, but then Barilli, he's the fun Tom.
Is there a nicer fucking Owen yet? Because I haven't met him.
Hey-o.
Boom.
Got him.
Already? Barilli's all
bullseye right on my fucking head tonight.
Oh, damn. Man.
Oh, damn. Got the daggers, man.
You did drop fucking pretzels all over my floor.
Right,
and
I did.
Which is partially our fault for bringing them.
Tracked
mud all in my house when you got here.
Made an awesome video for your crappy fucking podcast.
Which we haven't even talked about
yet.
That
was a really good video.
After
I'm gonna be talking to the No Guarantee guys.
Hey,
we're
looking for an internet guy. Yeah. So
are
let
you?
Us know,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let's chat. Let's
call snake him right up from under you.
Yeah. No, you better be careful, Owen. Fucking hot property.
I know you are.
All right. Just be nice, motherfucker. Just
why do you think
nice.
I shower you with gifts every week?
You did buy me a Wu-Tang shirt, and I do like it, and I wore it twice.
Paul, what do we have? Can we get him two Wu-Tang shirts?
Yeah.
We'll get you two Wu-Tang shirts.
We got this moving already.
Oh, wow.
And an Ice Cube
We'll go
CD.
To Hot Topic, and you can pick out two band shirts of your liking.
Oh, fuck, two?
Damn.
Dude, I'll get you some fucking rare, unreleased fucking Method for you, man. Like, oh, some know. Method,
I'm
man.
Liking this. I'm feeling good. Feeling like a prize
athlete. It's a bidding war now.
You want a Sleeping Siren shirt? We can get
I'll get DMX. in your house.
Yeah, I'll get you
to yell at me. Everything.
To yell at you. Everything.
What? Yeah, just tell me I suck at everything.
That would be pretty awesome.
That could be the deal breaker.
But no, we. I love the video that you made. It's awesome. It shows all our great breakdancing skills. Yeah, man.
That's amazing. It's
the joy of rotoscoping is what it is.
Mm-hmm. We'll be releasing that, I think, after this show. We'll put it up there.
We'll spank it on
tomorrow.
There for Friday.
Yeah, it's your little treat. After you digest the show, you get the full video, you know?
It's like a dessert wine. Just take it down.
Yeah, yeah.
It may not make sense. Just drink it.
No, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that.
It gets a little joy in my heart. So
again, I knew there were reasons we keep you around, and that was one of them. Yeah. That was one of them. Do you guys notice my fucking death tree outside?
Yeah, I commented death on it. Very. I said that shit's back and it's
fucking
in full
fucking form. It's in full bloom. You haven't even. Well, it's like in half bloom right now. Do you guys know about my death tree?
I've seen it. I don't know.
Tell me about it. First of all, why do you have it? Cut that shit down.
It's
man.
Like a fucking curse to this house.
It was not a curse to this house until I planted it.
You
did that.
You know what's cool?
It was like the size of my desk when it started. It was like a little shrub, and within a year, it turned into just this monster.
So by next year, the whole planet will be covered in it, and then it's your fucking fault.
It will be, exactly.
It's like War of the Worlds. It's the red ooze, like the red seaweed that just covers the planet. It's like that, the red moss. No, like
it grows
it's
fast.
Those flowers are incredibly dangerous. Don't make them into a tea and
my girlfriend
drink
has
them.
The red moss once a month.
I was gonna say that's what I call my pubes. The red I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds more like a ginger's pubes. Oh, yeah. That old red moss.
Follow the red moss.
Don't ever follow,
by the way.
Rule in life, don't ever follow red moss.
It's equally dangerous to your fucking death tree.
See, but I feel like it's a death tree to those that have allergies. I have zero allergies. I don't know how it happened. I have zero allergies.
I'm cursed with allergies.
Well, it's an angel trumpet tree, which is a lot of them are known for their like psychotropic, you know, powers or what have you. Like kind of like,
powers.
I don't know the chemicals
it's magic,
or
man.
Yeah, it's like they're magic plants. What are you talking
about?
Are
you fucking clairvoyant when you stand around it? I mean, what magical powers?
No, man. You if you ingest that plant, you will trip your balls off. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Ty.
But you may also die. People die on that shit.
Yeah, do we have documentation as to how much they took when they died?
No.
All right. Then
weed's illegal.
Yeah. That's what we were saying before the show. We're like, marijuana is illegal, but I could literally have a tree that if I look at it wrong, it kills me. It's planted in my front yard. That's totally fine.
Well, and it's creepy as fuck, too, because like I said, it started as this little thing, and now it's huge. And
it's aggressive.
And it's aggressive, but it goes through different phases, of course. Like, when
Are
it's
you
winter, it dies
tree
down.
Or
I'm
kids?
Just. Yeah. my fucking tree. Yeah. But I'm literally sitting there drunk as fuck on the porch, and it will get to the point
just
where
looks at
one of the branches does. It grows out. One of the branches will grow out and literally tap me on the shoulder while I'm sitting on the porch. Like,
it wants all that beer pee that you pee in the backyard. It's like, pee on me, Owen.
Oh, speaking of pee, I got to pee on the fence today.
You fed it. You fed the monster.
I peed on the fence today. I feel like honored.
It feeds off cigarette smoke, beer farts, and fucking
and
liquor pee from Owen. Man.
Yeah, I felt a little honored though because from listening to the show, I feel like
you got
to
like
pee on the fence. On the fence is a tradition. Yeah.
You
got
to piss on that fucking fence, bro.
Yeah. Paul needs to piss on the fence.
Yeah, you'll need to piss on the fence before you leave.
Actually,
tonight.
You know what? Piss right in that recycle bin. Just piss in that fucking thing. All right.
That's what Etchy pretty much did. The first time he was around here, that motherfucker was literally about to piss. And I'm like, really, Etchy. Dude? I did kick
it's
him.
It's an Etchy move.
And then he took like two steps to the left. I'm like, no.
He's a close talker, but a far pisser. He doesn't piss.
I don't
near
trust
where he
that
needs
shit.
That motherfucker.
I'm gonna piss in an angel trumpet. That's what I want to do,
guys. It's time for everybody's favorite time on the show,
is
man.
Is really?
What I think it is.
It sure is.
Oh,
I thought
yes,
it was brilliant.
My favorite.
That's not your favorite time on the show.
Innovation.
You and Craigslist.
Technology.
As long as each segment has an exclamation mark after it, we're straight.
Flips. Products.
Future.
Everything's really loud.
Products.
You gotta bump it up, man.
You do gotta bump it up.
I love it.
That's why I give it like 3 marks, too. I'm like, you get 3.
I love it.
It's loud.
So this week you got kind of, we got an eclectic, eclectic mix. First, I'm going to start with a DVD set. You know how, like, right. You know how there's, you know.
DVDs are super big right now.
While we're talking about radio. Yeah, let's talk about DVDs.
Let's talk about DVDs.
Can I download a link?
Guys, this is
is it steam powered?
This is a new, technique for your beauty enhancement. The ladies will love this. Okay. You guys, Tom, no, you're a pretty man. You need to be trying this.
Ooh,
this is the facer size.
These real women took the facer size challenge and started looking younger in 7 days. Presenting Carol Maggio's Ultimate Facer Size, voted one of the top 100 best beauty products in the world. Carol's books are global bestsellers, with over 1 million people already facer sizing away the years. Like exercise tones your body, Facer Size helps tone, tighten, and lift the muscles of your face and neck from within. And it's so easy to do. You can facer size watching TV, working out, even relaxing.
I'm facer sizing right now.
Once you learn the secrets of Carol's easy facer size method, you'll have all the skills you'll ever need to create a lifetime of look.
Fuck this rich white lady.
It's literally all old meemaws. Yeah. There's no young meemaws.
Can we just explain exactly what they're doing, though, in this process? They're literally...
See you next Tuesdays is what they're being.
They're rubbing yeah. certain portions of their face with their fingers, and they're pushing up
Take
certain
your goddamn
areas
snake oil bullshit somewhere else.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I want to look...
Call that number right now. Call that number from the show.
Let's do it. No, Paul? Every once in a while, someone has a great idea, and that was one of them, because I can do that. I have the technology.
Make it better.
See, that's where you have money in your Skype account to call people. We don't. We only get incoming calls.
Yeah.
I also think this video is from, 2002. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we going to call?
We're calling them right now.
Oh, yes.
We're doing it.
All right.
So, all right. Have them give us a sales pitch.
Yeah.
But don't fall in. Can I ask if giving a blowy is facer size?
Facer size?
All right. I'll
I hope it's not a robot.
Oh, God. Buzzwords. Tanya knows about blowjobs and facer size.
You think people in Taiwan would pick up by now?
Yeah, come on. What time is it in Taiwan?
877-316-1818. I dialed it.
Hi, this is Carol Maggio Day Spa.
Oh, shit.
Yes, this is the technique you heard about on Dr. Oz.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
If you'd like to place an order, please leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, or you can go to facercise.com.
Tell her you want 8 of them.
FACERCISE.com to place an order. Please leave your name and number and have a wonderful day.
Get her.
Sorry. Carol Maggio Day Spa.
Cannot receive a message.
What?
This mailbox is full.
Oh. What?
They're flying off the shelves.
Carol.
They're flying off the shelves.
You. This is a fucking cover operation
so
is what this
indeed.
I wanted to facer size myself. And you
yeah, seriously.
Me.
I was going to order some product.
Yeah.
That
right
was the stocking stuffer for 2015 right there.
My mom real sack face. And now fucking she's screwed.
It was this bitch talking to
her.
You could tell it was her.
Oh, she is lit like a goddamn 4th of July parade right now. Look how many fucking lights are on her.
My eyes
are
lifted,
making lips appear plumper for a full.
She looks fatter in the second picture.
Yeah.
Plumper.
Tighten and smooth your chin, neck, and jawline. Since I started doing facer size, my lips look fuller.
You know,
and
her
more
face
plump.
Is pretty toned.
My facer size system has helped over 1 million people
yep.
look younger.
How much
does it help resting bitch face?
I don't know.
Not by this ad.
No.
Did you hear the claim she just made, though?
What did you say?
That the facer size has helped over 1 million people.
That's a lie. That's a fucking bullface lie.
That is a million.
Out of 7 billion, that's not that many. No. So, yeah. You know.
I would like to name a number from each of those 1 million people because I need to verify that.
Yeah. We need to have them on this show one by one to verify.
First of all,
tell me about your facer size experience.
Well, I sucked some penis, and now my face is really toned.
I made O's with my lips a lot.
Yeah, I rub my cheeks.
And like you said at the beginning, Zach, we all kind of did. Fucking A. Let's do it as a DVD set.
Okay,
man.
Hit me with the price. How many payments?
How many payments?
At least give me a blue line.
Hang on.
I'm going to guess.
$39.99.
4 payments of $35.
Ooh, whoa, that's a lot.
I'm saying she pushes
no CODs.
It. But you get something, you know, you get that you get thing. Something what, you, for what are you going to get? You get like some weird like face tool?
You get, well, you get the DVD twice because you need two of them.
Sure.
Because
she's going to throw
it's
in.
It's a DVD this. Plus two CDs.
Oh, damn.
You get a listen to it.
Hit me with it. What is it?
What the they don't fuck? Say. No they don't
it's
actually
shiesty.
No
mailbox
price.
Mailbox full, no price at the end.
It looks like a three-disc set.
Okay.
Which,
logically, I would want to pay $60 per DVD.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fair. That's a fair price.
Excuse me, does it come in Blu-ray is my question.
That's what no. I want to know.
Can
too.
I upgrade?
Is there a digital copy that I can download on
no,
my computer?
No, man. These people don't know what digital is. Did you see them?
It's a DVD.
Yeah.
They're like, David,
there's old rich white ladies calling asking for VHS tapes. Right?
Is there an ultraviolet copy that I can
No.
Laser
man.
Disc.
Let's laser disc it up.
That's
a digital
today,
download.
Though. Like, anytime today you buy a fucking DVD, it's like, comes with ultraviolet copy. So you download the ultraviolet copy and then you fucking like
throw the
stuff
DVD.
Throw the DVD
out the window.
Put it in the microwave.
I'll lose that somewhere.
Somebody will borrow it and never get it back.
Exactly.
Probably.
Wow, do you have this on vinyl? This next product is one that I think we would all use all the time, and especially
a jerk-off robot.
Oh.
Why do we always go to jerk-off?
Sorry, it's has to.
Straight to jerk-off.
Straight to jerk-off robot. We've done plenty of jerk-off robots in the past. This one happens to be a service that I would think benefit us in the media that need to promote things, you know? Right. Like, this is something that we can really get behind.
Money?
I think we all need to be doing this. Well, that too.
Cocaine.
But,
a real doll?
Yeah,
we this, all can get behind that.
This does not exist yet in the United States of America, and it's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Russian product or service, rather, called Tittygram.
Absolutely.
The whole concept being that you basically provide a message on a website, maybe about the length of a tweet, we'll say.
Sure.
And that a lovely woman will take a picture of herself on her breasts
writing
of
it.
Said message on her breasts.
What?
She'll do. Yep. So you get a. You can send anybody a tittygram.
What? Wait, but do you get to pick the titties that you're.
And the message,
that's
right?
A good question.
Yeah, you get to. I don't know if you get to pick the titties, but you definitely get to pick the message. You write the message, you send it
that's
in.
That's kind of a deal breaker for titty. Me. I would be
fucking destroying that. I'd be like sending shit like, sorry, dad died. You know, I wanted to tell you.
But here's some tits. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
My dad's dead. Those would make it better. Awesome titties.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it, though.
They're all wearing.
Already lost my job.
They're wearing like lingerie and bikini tops, and I feel like I'd pay a premium to have.
Oh, the bear titties?
Full on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
I mean, well, we can watch it again. If
okay.
You like.
Yes.
I mean, good tits. I like this. Number two, number three, I like.
So, first off, anytime it's a girl, no offense to American women.
Right,
you're
right.
Great.
You're
I love
great.
You guys.
Like oh, yeah, they're great.
Yeah. But anytime you see a girl, a foreign girl, showing her tits and writing fucking foreign language on her tits and stuff like that, it's 10 times better.
More exotic. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, because what does that even say?
It doesn't matter what it says. It I don't care what
matter.
It says.
I need a translator
something
in here.
Something sexy, I'm sure, and intelligent.
I really have a dick.
It could say down with America. I don't give a shit what it says, but
ISIS
like,
rules.
It's foreign tits. Like, that's all I'm worried about.
Send your friends some foreign tits. I don't even care. What if you could type in a message in English? It translates it to Russian, and so they write it in Russian. That would
that's
be
fine.
Actually pretty fucking
like,
awesome too.
Like, you get bad Google Translate, and like the girls are writing them. This doesn't make any sense. Fucking idiot Americans.
Or spies are going to start using it under our nose. Russian. Spies. It'll be like, you know, it'll just all be like covert, you know, talking on titties. We're never going to tell. Yeah.
I wish we could do this here, though, because I would definitely. I would support it. And I'm going to just try and do it for Ono Radio Show. So
we'll
we can
do
get
the
an,
male version right about like just the junkagram or something.
It's better than what we do. We ship a dick. That's what we do on our show. We
yeah,
ship a
I've
dick.
Heard about this. I was going to ask you about this on the show. I'm glad you reminded me. These guys have a very interesting
dicks?
Approach.
Sure,
no, like for all their new fans, right? If,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
If you send a donation? Or?
Yep, we have a... We have a GoFundMe, and if you donate a certain amount, we ship you a dick.
Yeah.
Or even if you don't donate a certain amount, if we dislike you enough, we'll ship you a dick.
Yeah.
There's many of Dick.
Yeah.
Many types. There's luchadors. There's
essentially it's holidays. A giant. It's a 3-foot cardboard dick, right?
And balls and all.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it comes in the mail, and it says "Fondle with care" on the package, and it comes
it ships to Hugh Johnson.
Yeah,
that's yeah. amazing.
It's fantastic,
and we can customize it any way we want, like any writing on it, anything like that. So you know,
a lot of dick puns.
You know, we've had a couple listeners. We have
a great
guy.
Idea.
We have a guy in Ohio. We said, "Get the fuck out of Ohio!"
Yeah.
On a dick.
nice.
Our
personalized dicks.
Oh yeah.
Our friends Samantha. You know Samantha. You've had her on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When her and her husband got married, we sent them a dick that had their names on it and then their wedding date.
It was a tuxedo dick. Yeah. The dick was dressed in a tuxedo.
It was a tuxedo dick. Really. Yeah, beautiful. It was classy. Yeah.
Well, I might have to donate. You know.
Well, you may have to get a Oh No Radio Show.
An Oh No Radio Show dick.
You know what? I'll make a no guarantees guarantee that we will ship you a dick without you having to donate.
Oh well, that's.
Sweet dick. Yeah. I mean, you know. It comes out of our dick.
We will hang that dick proudly on
I won't tell you what it's going to say or like that, or which one it's going to be, but we will ship you a dick.
If Ty hadn't eaten the bag of dicks, I would definitely give you
one of those dicks. They were delicious.
I heard last week's show.
They were delicious.
Yeah, the film guys got a couple of gummies. They liked.
They
ate a lot of the
week before last, but you know, it's fine.
So basically, their gimmick is way better than ours. I'd rather ship someone some tits.
Yeah, I want tits. Yeah. I want the tits. I'm going to try and do that. So
tits are a win-win.
There's Titty Graham.
Because there's two.
Now we're switching it into something, I guess, a little. A little more X-Files-y.
Whoa.
So as current wearable technologies get smaller and thinner and closer to the human body, there's
closer to the human body
desire to be able to personalize.
It's not like every good tech video, you've got an Asian chick with glasses to explain things.
That is not what I expected her to look like based on her voice.
No, not at all.
Like total Valley Girl, California.
Yep.
Wearable technology gets closer to your body.
I do need to set this thing up a little bit. This is called the nail. Okay. This is
spell it, please.
Nail NAILO.
Very good.
Yep. Sure is. Just like that. Anyway, as these all the wearables get more popular, all these fucking Google glasses and
watches
and shit, they're trying to come up with new ways to make it, you know, a more seamless transition between, you know, your digital world and your fucking, you know, your real world. So they think they've come up with a new technology that we're going to actually use as kind of like a handheld mouse or something, you know,
of these devices to make them more appealing to wear. And so Nailo is a miniaturized trackpad comparable to the size of a commercialized nail art sticker.
What the fuck?
So basically the device that we made, it's a miniaturized trackpad. It integrates the electronics such as the processor, the Bluetooth radio, and the battery into a small fingernail-sized package. And this device can send data wirelessly to your phone, and it doesn't need to be plugged in or connected to anything.
Because of its small size, it is very subtle and discreet. So let's say that today I want to very subtly change the color of an accessory I'm wearing. When I enter or exit a certain social scenario, I can very easily...
All right, so let's explain a little bit.
Imagine what masturbating is.
I know it's tough when you don't have the video, but yeah,
that will never catch on.
It's doable.
Imagine a little clip-on nail that goes on your thumb.
It's a trackpad, essentially.
And it's a literal trackpad that you can manipulate.
I feel like the possibilities are endless.
Are endless with it.
Yeah. And you use it
by tapping on your finger, your fingers on your thumb, which all of us, if you have a regular hand, can do. You know, you've got an index finger to thumb, and you use it, you know, like that. And you can literally use it as a stylus even, you know.
Can you track fingering? That's the real question.
You have to shove the whole thumb.
Is that how you do it? You stick the thumb in? Is that
because
how you
get
the
real technique? Because I feel like that will solve the debate on whether women like it or not.
You get some empirical data here with this trackpad.
I'm sorry.
How much is that shit?
Yeah, no. Yeah, what is the cost of this? Because I feel like that's... So I imagine it communicates Bluetooth to whatever you got it hooked up to or something.
Data reads very dry.
Data.
I'd rather do a watch, you know? I'd rather do like
stick your whole wrist in there? That's not what you're talking about now?
We're all fisting.
She's liking it. Yeah. It texts all your friend little like hearts and shakes their
watches. It just updates on your
now.
Facebook like, Tom is fisting.
I thought we were still on Butthole talking. Sorry.
automatic
update. I never thought about that. You, seriously, though, with the, that new Apple Watch, you've got that feature.
Better watch
that,
out.
That I guess it will send, like, you can send it, like, a little heartbeat. If your friend has a fucking Apple Watch, it'll, like, you can double tap it, and it sends you a little pulse that goes, sure. Oh, I'm thinking about you.
That's stupid.
You know?
That's really fucking stupid.
But what if you could tie that into a full fist session? You could just be like,
full
whoa.
Fist session. Whoa, man.
I'm fisting Tom's right
really
now.
Tom's really going at it today. Like, it, this thing is buzzing.
It's crazy. It's,
so those
Tom's
those,
sinuses are bothering him.
Those fitness bits that they have, my wife has a Fitbit, right?
A Fitbit. Those fitness bits.
Fitness bits, right? But no, like, I'm sure the Apple Watch does the same thing, but the Fitbit, like, tracks your movements and all that nonsense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it can track your active, you know, lifestyle or whatever. See, and if you're in bed, it will track when you're fucking because
it can
detect your movement. Yeah, and it's like, that was some active minutes, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Wow, that's great.
So, she like puts minutes. It in sleep mode. And then if we fuck, it like, oh, you're awake and moving around. And then it like adds that to like her calories burned. And I'm like, that's what it should do. I support that fully.
No,
but it's a little odd that now the Fitbit company knows when I fuck my wife, right? I mean,
they see that data. Spike. Yeah, they see that. Like, they see that 2.5
like,
minutes.
We know.
Shoot through
we
the roof.
Know. We know.
We know.
Like, it happens every morning after he drinks a lot.
Like every Tuesday morning.
Through the roof.
So really, guys, you don't think there's a future in this sort of wearable
show
technology?
Me doing it, it doesn't sell really right now.
Not that particular product. The idea behind it, yes, in wearable technology, I will agree with. There's a future in it.
See, scrolling through a page like that, nice and easy, you know? I can
it's
see
a cool
that.
Concept.
It's
a,
I like it, but
it's still awkward, though.
She needs to learn how to toss salad. Fucking
it's not.
She's tossing it. Keeping up with the butt
and listen, for the listeners, she was tossing a real fucking
she
salad.
She actually was.
She was slinging like a dick cruiser.
It's not like we're trying to bring it all back to assholes.
And she was looking up a recipe on how to toss a salad is almost
she really
the
was.
Funniest thing.
And yeah. She was on the Ono Radio show.
Should I put some olives in this?
It's just, it's too impractical. It's too small of a device.
Yeah. I don't know that it's too small. I think it might even be too intrusive. Like,
yeah,
just a little
awkward.
Bit. Like,
it looks a little awkward.
It looks a little awkward. I think if that was like perfectly modeled to your thumb
or
something.
It doesn't look
comfortable
at all. It's like you're just, it's there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want a fucking Apple Watch, but I know these wearables are going to get huge in the next couple years.
A million fucking people.
You're going to start seeing, but you're gonna start seeing everybody with all that shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
And the Apple Watch is just the start. You know, there'll be ring.
Accessories will explode now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like in this video, there was even her like controlling her necklace, which is like an LED
mood
necklace
that
you can change the color of.
But at that point, you have to buy a fucking Bluetooth LED necklace.
Well, I get that, but
yeah, everything is a fucking add-on to something else.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
That's a transitional technology.
Steve
it's a cool
Jobs,
concept.
You fucking motherfucker.
The last product of the night, probably the finest.
Radix.
Save this for last purposely. You brought it up, Tom.
What is
and
it
perfectly fits in with this episode.
Butt stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a new revolution in toilet seats.
Oh, yeah. I want this, Jan.
Oh, man.
I want this.
Clean butt.
This is the clean butt.
Clean butt.
Oh, yes.
You'll want one, too.
I don't
want
one.
These are all part of life's natural, everyday living functions. Well, going to the bathroom
shitting.
Is another natural,
just
everyday
shitting.
Function.
Kind of like
fact,
shitting.
In fact, it's one that we do most often, but something we just don't like to talk about. Not long ago, the elements of nature were all that was available to us when it came to personal hygiene.
I'm gonna shoot by that
later,
tree.
Man's ingenuity began to develop other more convenient and
porta-potties.
Also not so convenient
I'm
means for cleansing our private parts. The bidet was certainly more hygienic than toilet paper, just not very comfortable or economically practical.
What?
Many of us today have never used or even heard of a bidet. We've all been
have
raised
you guys
on
heard
and
of
continue
a
to use toilet
paper. I'm cultured, okay?
While some advancement
I've
has
been
to
France,
toilet
all right?
Paper, it's still dry paper. And the rubbing of this paper.
So we all kind of agree with this. No major, you know.
hey, water adaptations in our baby, water and our
cleaning technology. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
It's a personal waterfall for your asshole.
Oh yeah. From the land to the sea, the plants to the animals. We're just saying though, like most bathrooms in America, not necessarily set up right for a bidet. Rarely see a bidet.
I've never seen one in America. I will tell you that.
I have in very weird situations.
I've never once in my life encountered a bidet.
I stayed in a hotel in West Virginia that literally
in West
had a
Virginia?
Beautiful.
That's the least place I'd expect a bidet.
A beautiful bidet.
I mean, like San Francisco. Yeah, they have bidets there.
No, I know, it was West Virginia, but it was like a really old hotel. So I was like, I get it. All right, yeah, you know.
That's even more unlikely that it's an old one.
And it was marvelous, by the way.
I've never experienced it.
You've never experienced it. It's good experience.
It's a good experience. It's a really good ride.
I wouldn't mind it. I understand the concept, and I get it. You know,
sometimes it shoots too hard.
No, well, you can control that.
Story. That's my autobiography title.
You got an aggressive bidet. A very aggressive bidet. Also a good punk band name.
Aggressive bidet.
Why do you say bidet, Zach?
It's bidet. It's with an I.
Bidet.
What those West Virginia people are calling the
bidet. I can call it a bidet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'll put some moonshine near the bidet. Been on the bidet all day.
Dang.
I feel like I left out here.
That's your new song, Owen.
Fuck you guys.
On the bidet all day.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be doing it. You watch.
Feel that water.
Check out the clean butt, though. The new and revolutionary way. This brings the technology to us in America.
Cup holder on the side?
It's like the RoboCop of toilets. Convenience
and ease, this shit is a cup holder.
It's time
to pamper your
butt. It's time to settle down and relax to a new, fresh experience in personal hygiene care. Ever since I started using she's walking so happily.
Yeah, she is. Her butt is clean.
And it probably cleaned her veg, too.
Somebody wanted to see
it's going
to
get a little bit in there. She's going to feel a little fresher. I would agree with that. Health and personal hygiene.
We'll always be fresh. There's none of that back to front bullshit.
I mean, this video has a lot of hype. I'm telling you, you guys haven't seen it yet.
If a woman wanted, she didn't have to go to the bathroom. Could she straddle the toilet backwards and use the bidet as a pleasure device?
Someone's done that.
If she's the MacGyver of cumming, then fuck, she's got some down.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's done that. I just feel confident. Call in if you've ever done that.
I'm just asking the hard-hitting questions here. Like, who's used the bidet as a fucking pleasure device?
I also feel like every bidet should play Outkast Fresh and Clean as they do it.
That would be good.
It's like a speaker built in.
That would be good. Check it out, man. I think I fast-forwarded enough to where it actually showcases this product. You guys are going to be blown away with the technology that's involved in this, all right? This is a toilet
it's
seat.
It's some Pixar shit. It's the best electronic bidet and replacement toilet seat with every possible hygiene,
comfort, and convenience feature available for the ultimate
Oh, that's front to back. That's service. Of the Clean Butt Bidet
Spa. So
a dildo comes out and it sprays your ass and puss with water.
A small Star Wars like drone comes out and sprays your taint and butthole.
It's like one single pipe. It's like a little PVC dick that just comes out and
spritzes your unders
and goes retracts back in.
I can't say I'm not somewhat curious.
I would try this in a heartbeat.
If you had it, I'd be like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go ride the storm. These old people love it.
These old people are fucking getting the clean butt right now.
They watch each other do it.
It traveled down my Death Star. Exploded. Let's go over some of
the main features and benefits of the clean butt. There's only one benefit. It's water up your butthole.
Is that a benefit?
It's
I want heat. All the heat.
So you can get heated water. You can get a heated seat. Once the seat is occupied, I hope you understood
like
what she just said there.
Bed for a toilet.
A heated seat will help the muscles relax, so it's easier to go.
Agreed.
They've really figured this out.
They've done a lot of fucking research.
Behind it.
I, How can you not get behind Clean Butt? Is behind, after all this.
And I like that they fucking went along. They're like, Clean Butt. We're like, we're not going to fucking pull ropes here. It's Clean Butt, okay?
It's called Clean Butt. That's what it is. It's what it's going to be called. Yeah. It's a great product. We would all try one, correct? We would all try the
absolutely.
Clean Butt.
Let's see if they'll
send the show. Maybe they'll send the show one. I'll ask.
Yeah, hey.
Twitter.
Please do. Say that we have an aged granddad that could really use a clean butt.
I feel like you should go grandma.
My grandma. There's a lot more sympathy with grandma than you do
warm toilet seat one more time before she passes.
No war veteran grandpa wants a fucking bidet.
No,
he
doesn't
want no water in his
grandpa
butthole.
Storms Normandy for us, and all he just wants is a warm toilet seat.
Right. But grandma would like it because she's gonna feel fancy.
Or it'll take her back to her youth.
Some hemorrhoids that would really be soothed by that.
Fucking spray that in grandma's snatch.
Yeah.
I'm down. That is a throne. That's a very expensive shitter. Is what that is.
What's the price on it? How many payments at 30?
Again, another one.
With
of these
18
videos,
easy payments of $375.
I can fast forward.
If they don't put a price, it's too fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Bidet. Well, no, because if they're marketing it only to old people. Oh my god! Look at
the phone number. The phone number has the button.
Call them.
Call it.
We know what we have to do now. I fast forwarded to the end of the video to try and find the price. There's the advertisement. We now have to.
Clean butt.
I feel like you gotta have a really good story about like your horrible hemorrhoids. You know, just sell them on it.
You should talk about your grandma. You should give it grandma.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll try and convince
she has
them.
Horrible bleeding hemorrhoids.
Oh my gosh.
Try and get one with a built-in cup holder.
I got this. Hang on.
I'm stuck on the cup holder idea.
Is there one that has a USB charger on it?
Oh, that's the future. USB toilets.
Can I update my Facebook on it?
I didn't
realize. He's using the heat setting on his ass.
I didn't realize the code for butt on a phone.
288.
So, please listen carefully as our menu options may have changed.
It's 2888. Yeah.
Selected for a $100 Walmart gift card.
Whoa! We're rich!
We'll transfer you to a live representative.
What?
Press 1 now to be connected.
Oh, we just called the
press 1.
Bidets.
Again, congratulations.
Fuck, we can't press 1.
Simply press 1 now to be connected to a live agent and claim your Walmart gift today. Please make your selection now.
Do we talk? I want a clean butt, but if I want a card to Walmart, I don't need.
Press any key now.
You better take that card.
Has Clean Butt been discontinued or something?
Maybe.
I don't know, but I want to fucking
claim
a gift card.
People's asses were burned.
I feel like Clean Butt and Walmart people are the same demographic, though.
That's not true.
Of course I hung up, Ty.
Of course.
You got to talk to the live agent. Get
it's hard to
butt
it's hard to push one over.
You
got to
get out there. You got to get that ass clean. That cost me like 10 cents in Skype credit. I'm not keeping that on.
And you hung up.
Yeah, but listen, can you imagine all the amazing bowel movements you're going to have from that point forward?
Damn.
Amazing. Like religious experiences on the toilet.
I don't think
you're
going to
put a microphone
number
in your goddamn bathroom.
Oh,
and that's
I would
where
do that.
Sitting doing the show.
I think we need to do that. You need to have one in your bathroom. We should have.
The new on the toilet tabloids. That's my throne, man.
Dude, I'm very sorry about that. I could see you're really disappointed. I completely forgot to run your segment this week. We can air it at the end of the show.
You know what you guys need to do? You need to start a GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Okay, start a GoFundMe and raise the money.
These guys got ideas, man.
Raise the money for a bidet toilet so he can do his segment on the bidet toilet.
Amazed. This is good. This is a good point.
And we'll have it installed
here. Tie the two together.
And then we can all, like, every couple months, you can have it. I'll have it at my house.
We'll get some tabloids in.
I feel like it'll be weird to move that toilet around, but I'm fine with it.
If anything's been proven, it's that people will donate to the stupidest shit.
I'm fine with it.
People donate to the stupidest shit.
He's so right.
You want a bidet?
Yeah.
I'll fucking donate $35,000 to fucking bidet.
And
you know, like,
I can't wait to make the perks for that for that campaign.
The brown level. You know what that means.
Come and
hang out with me while
toilet.
I take a shit on my toilet.
Yeah. I'll let you squirt the bidet in your face.
Oh, god damn. Right.
You're just stupid shit like that.
I'll fill the bidet with soda. Is that it? What
that was it for products.
Triumphant product.
That was it for products.
That's my favorite thing.
I'm going to buy all those.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Clean butt video.
I'm going to sit with my little like finger mouse on the toilet and my butt's going to be warm. No.
All of those were interchangeable.
Yep.
So you're doing face that you're rubbing your face while you're scrolling through your websites, getting water sprayed in your butthole.
Yep. Wow. I don't think it gets better than that.
That's
the future.
Yeah.
That's the future. We were right there, Zach.
That's like Bill Gates' life every day.
Bill Nye's already doing this. You guys know that, right?
Bill Nye?
Yeah. Bill Nye's the future.
He's on a different level, though. Bill Nye's on a different level.
He's the science guy.
He created his own personal bidet or something.
He's Bill Nye.
Yeah,
he's a science guy.
He has one in his pants that just sprays his butthole like all the time.
He's got laser butthole technology.
He's just got the best trousers anyone could ever want.
Yeah,
the bidet trousers.
I just want to live in a house one day like fucking Inspector Gadget did, you know? Like, you wake up in the morning
with a fucking talking dog and your niece.
I don't know who it was, if it was Inspector Gadget or if it was someone else.
Definitely. I mean,
I guess it's kind of it's Jetsons-y, but I feel like Inspector Gadget had the same sort of thing where when he woke up.
You're about 10 years apart in cartoons.
It would put like all his like suit on, right? Like, and he would go through the house Jetsons. And like it would brush his fucking teeth for him. It would but it would dress him. But like, no, Inspector Gadget had kind of the same shit. Am I crazy or am I not?
I think Inspector Gadget, most of his powers came out of his magic hat, right? He had like the helicopter hat and all that
and
shit.
And his jacket and shit.
No, but his arms and legs.
No, he had arms
also,
and legs that were like springs and shit.
Yeah. Bionic.
Yeah. Bionic, man.
That was all part of the suit, man.
I stand by that Inspector Gadget had a scene similar to
maybe
the Jetsons.
Maybe it's some fantasy that you have that actually happened.
Well, if it wasn't, then it was just
but
kind
see,
of...
But see, the Jetsons
it
had
was
ultimate...
was the fucking Jetsons.
The Jetsons had ultimate future technology, but it wasn't the people themselves. They were still normal people. They just lived in the future and had the
Correct.
Technology.
And there were no black people in the Jetson society. Yeah. I just want to say
it's
that.
Utopia. And then your bitch wife takes all the money in your wallet.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Damn it, Tom.
What? Me?
Tom and Phil. God damn it.
Tom, you took over Owen's
look
racism.
No, it's okay. I underhanded it to Phil.
It's okay. No, sickle Phil. Cell just really took over in later years in humanity.
Like, sickle cell.
Actually, to its credit, I want to say Hanna-Barbera maybe had about 3 or 4 black guys in their cartoons.
No one named Hanna-Barbera knows what black people are.
They were their assistants.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had people bringing them their coffee.
I'm sorry,
Owen.
I just want it to be the future. I want to get kicked out of bed by a spring that launches me onto a moving sidewalk, no, gets me to the bathroom.
My robot makes me breakfast.
Yeah, I want
jerks
everything
you off
done
while you're standing there.
Yep. Yes. I want everything done for me, and then I go to work, which isn't really work because all I got to do is like hit a button. And then
I
want
to travel through a tube to work.
But how?
Oh, I want
that's Futurama
tube.
Style.
I want some Futurama.
Jetsons
shit.
Were 2001.
Tube See? Travel, tube travel style would be
there's
awesome.
There's a difference between the future. There's Jetsons, which is everything is like a floating island type thing. And then there's Futurama where everything is tubes. Yeah, like, wouldn't that be ultimate scary? Like, living in a future thing where, like, everything is in the air and island? Like, what if you fall off? Like, that's a terrible risk to take.
Look at Cloud City, man. You know?
Like,
there's a theory that the Jetsons and the Flintstones are actually at the same time. And the Jetsons are on those floating islands above the clouds because the Earth is so fucked up that it's back in the Stone Age.
Ooh, wow.
And they're actually in the same time.
I never heard
that's
that
pretty
one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
But it would make – I kind of like that too. Like, they're does it make them godly at that point? Like,
didn't they do a Jetsons, like Flintstones
crossover?
Like,
they did. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it
was, so that makes sense that they were in the same time. Because the Flintstones even had the Great Magoo or whatever, which was an alien
Jetson
spaceship.
Where the fuck does Dick Dastardly even come from?
That's the coolest name of the world.
The little green guy, right?
Yeah,
the little alien space Martian dude. Yeah.
Dastardly dog and shit. Come on. Wacky races. Yeah.
So there's a lot of shit going down in fucking Hanna-Barbera.
We know we see you.
We read through the lines, Hanna-Barbera.
They know all the secrets.
Yeah, they
do. Right.
Fuck.
They were all racist. Even Looney Tunes was racist. All right.
We're going into that. That's true. There was no black people in the Flintstones either.
No. All cartoons had it was very Caucasian.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
It was post-World War II. Come on.
Oh, isn't there one though with Bugs as like
the blackface one?
Well, he's done Hitler too, hasn't he? Or
yes, he has done Hitler.
Yeah,
I think Disney did a Hitler cartoon.
I think that's more like it was a bunch of spoofing on Hitler, I guess. But yeah,
it in that time era though?
Yeah,
But Walt Disney was a Nazi, so we're all
Walt
cool
Disney
with that,
did hate Jews.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that a real one?
Yeah. Walt Disney
he was a Nazi sympathizer.
What?
Very much so. Yes, he fucking was. Read up on that shit. I swear to God.
I've heard about
what's
this.
Fall down the Disney hole.
What's the word?
Creepy.
What's the word that's like less than Nazi but still don't like Jews?
Racist.
Gestapo?
No. I feel like it starts with like an A.
Aryan? No.
No, I can't remember right now. But yeah, he wasn't like a big fan of like Jewish people. But he was
anti-Semitic.
He was a Zionist, anti-Semitic, or like a Zionist.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, I just heard that he was just very verbal about.
But have you been
Jewish
on Space
people.
Mountain? It's so good.
Oh, I mean, it's baller.
Haunted Mansion,
Walt Disney,
man.
Listen, we're gonna put all that aside. Thanks for your great amusement park.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it should be. Be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for buying Star Wars. Thanks.
I'm
for
sure
all
if
that
he would have lived longer, he would have realized his ways. And it would have been fine.
I don't know.
He would have went and tried to make a superior race in the desert somewhere.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'd have fucking Auschwitz World. And...
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's the worst Disney theme park. Auschwitz
yeah.
Land. Like, oh,
Little Krakow.
Can you even line for the chamber is fucking an hour and a half? Oh, my God. I'm not waiting.
It's
I just want
a smoke
fast
machine.
Pass at the chamber.
It's just a smoke machine.
Just kill me now.
Okay. Did you put on your pajamas? Oh, that's too
God.
Much. All
too
right,
far.
We've gone too far.
We have. I think it's time we wrap this up.
Is the name of the episode going to be Buttholes in the Holocaust?
The Butthole Holocaust.
The Butthole Holocaust.
The Butthole Holocaust.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. I love
please,
when we get it out of the
someone
air.
Text that to me right now
I'll
so
do,
I don't
I'll do
forget that.
The Butthole Holocaust.
That is going to go hashtag on the Twitter. That's so good. Butthole Holocaust.
We ruined your show. I'm sorry.
Wow. Hey, you're welcome to come ruin my show anytime if this is what you're
that
calling
perfect,
it. Yeah, guys. You guys are great, man. I really enjoyed having you here. I got to figure out what I'm going to play.
We'll definitely have you in our show at some point.
Come over.
Anytime, man. Absolutely.
Hey, you let us know. I'd like at least me and one other of these fucks, but if we can all three make it, I think
I'll
we'd
let
all
you
three
guys,
try and go, you know?
I'll let
fight
you guys medieval... chainmail sword
duel
fight that out.
Yeah.
Do which one of you guys gets to
Let's
come in the show?
It. Tom, medieval chain.
Let's go, man. You get me some armor. I will fight you. Like I will fight you to the death.
I'll chop you with my sword.
He's tall. It'll be really hard to fight him.
That's true. He's got a real great length on you.
He's got
reach.
A lot. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm quick. I can duck between legs. I
you're
can
already on.
In his
yeah.
Balls.
Chances are you're gonna be drunk, so you're gonna be really easy to take down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That too. Someone just has to give me a ride there. That's the only problem. I don't know if my car can make it.
I could
because
I live here.
Oh yeah, you're right around the corner. I'll just ride with you. We'll be fine.
It's not the
there
first time I picked you up on the corner.
I got a sweet Buick. It's nice.
Ty, Tom, you got anything you need to promote before the end of the show? Or are we just the same old, same old?
We're the same old at the real ONRS on Twitter.
Almost got it.
Almost did. I got your virus now where I said it wrong.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ONO Radio Show to go find us there. You can do us a favor and go like us and 5-star us and all that shit on
you can
iTunes.
Donate on the website.
ONO Radio Show, all one word. All one word on iTunes. That seems to be getting mixed up in the equation. Whenever you type anything ONO Radio Show, just remember it's all one word. It's all tied together. So do that for everything. Like us, rate us, all that bullshit. Like you said, buy a t-shirt, $20, donate on the website.
They're comfortable.
Give me your fucking info, and then we'll work something out. I'll send you a goddamn shirt.
That's service.
Yeah, that's fucking service. It's personal, right? It's like going down to the corner local podcast shop and, you know, picking up the old t-shirt shirts there. Boys, it's a pleasure having you. Promote
you.
Your shit,
thank you.
Please.
Yeah, it's noguaranteeshow.com. You can catch all of our shows there. We're on iTunes. Just look up No Guarantee Show. Facebook, No Guarantee Show as well. Twitter, at @no_guarantees. There's 2 underscores because Paul.
You got a double underscore.
Double the pleasure, double the fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, basically anytime you just Google No Guarantee Show,
you'll find
we'll
us.
Pull up. Mondays at 8:30. That's when we do our show. So hopefully you guys check that out.
Thanks,
awesome.
Guys. You guys were awesome.
Yeah,
pleasure having you guys.
Thanks
for having
us. Again, thank you for having us in. And again, you're
awesome.
More than welcome anytime on our show.
Yep.
Local podcasts sticking together.
We got to stick together.
No guarantees.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no guarantee show.
We'll oh no guarantees.
I like that.
That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just right.
Flows together.
It writes itself.
It does.
As
and,
always.
And as always,
everybody,
you can go. Eat a bag of dicks!